I guess I'll start out like this. How strong are you? And I'm opening it up so you can talk, okay? This is there because you got time. But how strong are you? And let's use this. Faith, hope, and love. How strong is your faith? How strong is your hope? And how strong is your love? We're going to pick those three. Now, there'll be a whole lot of stuff. But how strong is your faith? How strong is your hope? And how strong is your love? And let's go from 1 to 10. You know how to do the thing. 10 being high and 1 being low. All right? So, how strong is your faith? Anybody with faith? Anybody in a 10? All right. You got a 10 there. You got a 10 there. Anybody else? 10? All right, you got a 10 there. All right, anybody? Faith. Your faith. You got it. Got a lot of faith. All right, anybody else? David! David, you got 10. Get
9.5.
All right, we got a 9.5 faith. All right, we go. All right, there's anybody? Faith around 5? Anybody think their faith around 5? Middle? Medium faith? I got medium faith. There you go. Anybody, there you go. You got a medium. Got a medium faith. Anybody got a medium? Got a medium. All right. Anybody around 1, 0? I mean, you're like, I ain't got no faith. All right. You don't have to raise your hand, but okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hope. Now, let me back up just a little. When I'm talking about faith, I'm talking about you believe God. All right. If God says it. You don't have, you know, that says, don't be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. You don't worry about nothing. All right? You don't get shaken about nothing. Remember Jesus, when Jesus walked the earth, nothing could shake him. He had supernatural faith. He had God-like faith. Nothing shook him. All right? And so when I'm talking about faith, I probably should have started out there. Yes. Okay?
But, good thing this is recording.
Maybe I should have started out a little bit, okay? But that's the kind of faith I'm talking about. I mean, unshakable. All right? Somebody come up here and I got a gun, I'm going to shoot you. Not me, because the gun ain't going to work because my faith. You know, I got Superman. Bam. Okay? I'm not shaking. All right? So, I'm sorry, but that's the kind of faith we're talking about. So, supernaturally. So, you still at 9.5? Strong faith. Hope. I mean, you got, the Bible talks about the joy of the Lord is my strength. I got hope. I'm always positive. I'm up here. Nothing. I'm never discouraged. I'm never depressed. I got hope. I know things are going to work out. I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care how bad it gets. I got strong hope. You know, I'm a cheerleader. I'm a good cheerleader. You know, there's some good cheerleaders and there's some bad cheerleaders. You ever see some bad cheerleaders? They're like, I ain't jumping. I'm just, you know, you're fired up. I mean, you get up in the morning, yes. Okay? I mean, you're positive 24/7. I mean, you got hope. All right? You can see the light on everything. No matter how bad it gets, you can see the light of it. Who has strong hope? There you go. Strong hope. Oh, hey, hope! You got strong hope. Yeah, I like that. That strong hope.
Can it be for, I don't have hope for this place. My hope's eternal.
Yes, you got hope. There's a hope I can see past. Okay? Love you, Willie. I can see that. All right. 10. Some might be at 5, some might be a little lower than that. Strong hope. Love. Who has strong love? I mean, love. You can love people who you can't stand. You can love. Jimmy, you on 10. No, I'm talking about love. I mean, you can love somebody. This is the kind of love I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody come in here and kill somebody in your family and you'll say, I love you. Somebody come in here, rape your wife, rape your daughter, and you say, I still love you. I'm talking about that kind of love. I'm up there. I'm deep love, big love. Somebody come in here, murder people, blow people up, you say, I still love you. That's 10 love. Anybody got it? How about 5? You got 5? I love my family. Love my kids. Okay. Love my neighbor. Okay. We got it. I was in the weight room. In most weight rooms. A lot of weight rooms. I know we did it at Clemson. In the weight rooms, what they'll do is there's certain parts of your body that you got to work on that, you know, and like upper body, chest or whatever, and then your legs, and then and they also put up there your speed, you know, working on a certain part of your body that you need to work on. And they'll put your name up there if you've done well, okay, or so that you can see, or they might put everybody's name so that you can see what you have done, all right, and you can see how strong you are. And so they'll put your, you know, and so for instance, if your bench is 200, they'll put it up there. That's the most you can bench, you know. And what it is they'll put your max up there. Max means that's the most I can do. That tells how strong I really am. All right, that's the most I can do. You know, put your max up there. And so they got in weights, they got up there. If you can bench 200 in the chest, that's or 300, whatever. And if you can leg press, you know, just show how strong you are in the legs, 300 or 400 or 600, they'll put that up there. And if you can run this speed, then they'll put that up there. And so they'll put that up there to show your max. They want you to see, they want the world to see what you can do. All right? God wants the world to see what we can do. And so the image I saw your names up there. Well, I'll take it, I saw my name. And I saw faith, hope, and love. Those were the categories. And God was put my name, and then he put beside it where I was. You know, we did 1 through 10, but put beside it where I was. And so, and here's the deal. To get your max, you got to go as far as you can go. In other words, you got to go to your failure. Where do you fail? Where do you fall short? What point do you get to where you can't lift anymore? You can't do anymore? Because when you reach that failure, that's when you know where your max is. Until you reach that failure, you don't know where your max is. And so God said, man, I want to, and he's been taking me through this, I want to show you where you are. I want to show you where you are. Let me read this. This is 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'm just going to read a couple of them. There's a lot of different, in the King James it says this, but I'm going to read a couple of versions, different versions. But in the King James it says this, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on me. That's the New King James Version. There's got some other in the Bible. There's all kind of versions. One of the versions, contemporary English version, says, he replied, my kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak. So if Christ keeps giving me his power, I would gladly brag about how weak I am. The Living Bible. Each time he said, no, but I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. Now I am glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be living a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and abilities. Long story short, here's what he's talking about. Or here's how God put it to me. God's been showing me, because I've been wanting to grow in my faith and in my hope and in my love, and I want to get up here. But God's been showing me my weakness. I'm so weak. And I'm like, what are you doing, God? Because I want my faith to be up here. And I believe in you. I believe in everything you say. Your word says it, and I believe in it. I've been following. I've been in this for 30 years. I'm unshakable. And yet, God's been taking me to a place where I've been shaking. And I'm like, God, I think that when I first got here, I was All Saints Episcopal Church brought me in. And then I was on staff there. And also, you know, and I started teaching my people, and you know, and I would get a salary from there. And so, man, I was, and all the way up till then, I had never had no money issues. Never. Financially, I was straight. No problem at all. Built second house, I'm good to go. And God says, okay, again, we got to work your faith. And I got to take you to the point of failure. And they said, I want you to leave this, and I want you to leave this. And you can't make it. And you're struggling. Take everything from me. I mean, you trying to, some of y'all don't know what this is like, but if you ever tried, but you're trying to make it from month to month, week to week, and you don't know how. And this started way back, 2006. And I was like, God, I can't make it. I can't make it here in Baller's Eye. I can't make it. I can't make it. And and God was saying, yes, you're weak, aren't you? You're weak without revenue, without money. You're weak and good. I want you to see how weak you are. I want you to see how weak you are. I want you to get to the place where you can't do anymore. Because like when you lift weights, they want you to push until you can't do anymore. They want you to know what failure is so that you can know where you're at. And then once you find out where you are, then you can say, okay, Jesus, this is where I really am. You know what? I really don't trust you. I really don't believe you. I said I did. I talked a good game. I talked a good game when everything was good. But I ain't talking too good when everything is bad. And you done took everything from me. And I'm struggling. And people don't want to hear it. So you ain't no use telling people because they don't want to hear it because they can't do nothing about it anyway. God take everything. and he rips it out. And he says, man, when you're weak and you admit it, that's when I get you strong. Because I step in. That's when your faith starts to grow. I'm still here. I ain't supposed to be here. I can't afford it. I can't make it. You know why I'm here? Because of him. And so your faith starts to grow. Yeah. And he starts to, okay, get your faith there. Your hope. Some of you understand. Carlene understands. Some of you been through a divorce. Some of you lost somebody. When things fall apart, I mean, when things fall apart, when you had a plan and everything's going this way and it falls apart, your world drops. And it's something because my world had dropped. You know, things had happened and things. And it would be one thing if you just, you know, dealing with your own world. You're dealing with your wife, got issues, got stuff happening. Hey, Noel, come on in, brother. I love you. Hey. Put that thing up. you're going through stuff in your family. My own family, my mom, my dad, my mom was going through something. She was on her way out. She's dying. My sister's going through divorce. They're going through all kind of stuff. My wife's brother going through drugs, going through all kind of stuff. I got my family going through, got my children going through stuff. I ain't even begin to tell you stuff they've been faced. They're going through stuff. I'm going through stuff. Me and Jackie facing stuff. Then I got people around me, they facing stuff. And they're coming to you with all their stuff. And I mean, and it's so dark. Everybody got stuff. And you're like, God, I can't take this no more. And it's like, but I mean, and you're smiling, but you ever smile, but it's a fake smile? You know, you ever laugh, but it ain't really a laugh. It's just kind of, And so you're going through. And yet God said, I want you to be hope. I want you to show hope. I want you to, hey, it's going to be all right. Everything, you're positive. And it would be okay if, but everything around me is dark. Everything around me is crushing. And God, you're saying, and I was like, God, I can't take this anymore. And God said, yes. Can you see that? You're weak. He got me to a place where I didn't have no more hope. I don't know if any of you ever been there, but you just, it becomes dark. Everything becomes. And he said, yes. He said, Van, now I got you. This is what you got now. I'm going to make my strength. I need you to call out to me because I need you to see how much you can do. You did good, but I want you to know there's an end. There's a limit. You got a limit. There's only so much you can do. And so from a faith standpoint, brought me all the way down. From a hope standpoint, brought me all the way down. From a love standpoint, he had to change my whole perspective. Had to change my whole perspective because love, I'm like you. I'm like you. I got to love people, but I don't like everybody. I'm going to just be honest. All right. And so if I don't like you, I ain't going to play with you much. All right. You know, I'm just going to be honest. I ain't going to come over to you and smile and say, hey. I'm just going to look at you and turn my, you know. That's me. I'm just. And it's okay because God wants us to love each other, love one another. But I ain't got to like you. If I don't like you, I ain't got to go out to dinner with you. Hey, let's go out to dinner. No. All right. But God said, Van, I want you to take you to a whole nother level. Because he started messing with me about my love. And I don't know what it is, Noel, when you get older. You know how you get older, you start to tell the truth a little bit more. I mean, when you're younger, you just, because love is patient. Love is patient and love is kind. Love is patient and love is kind. Well, when you get older, you be like, hey, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time to put up with no foolishness. And so you call things that it is. All right, you acting stupid. Hey, stupid. I mean, you ain't got time. I mean, and I felt like the older you get, you be like, you call it, man, it don't play with me. And you ain't got no patience. I'm driving, now I drive, and I'll be like, get out of the way, move, wait. I ain't got no patience. Kind, what did you say to me? At school, you know, disrespect? Oh, hey, I don't play it. And kids are coming, disrespect you, and I'll be like, Van, be kind. Kind what? Shut up. Sit down. Come here, boy. And you get older, and you just like, patience and kindness just kind of, you know, you got older people, they'll just tell you like they ain't trying to be there. You fat. You ugly. I mean, they'll just tell you. And then you be like, whoa. And God is taking me, and he was getting me in spots, and I was like, God, what are you doing? And I'm, you know, and he said, Van, I'm showing you how weak you are. I want you to see your weakness. I want you to see your weakness. And then when you see your weakness, when you finally see it and you recognize it and you acknowledge it, let me work. I'm trying to bring you to a place because I want you to rise up. I want your name to be up here in faith and in hope and in love. But I got to bring you to, I got to push you to the point. I got to put people in your life that will drive you fool, that will make you go crazy. I got to show you how, I got to show you your failure point. And then I can begin to work in you. I got to get, and he had to change my perspective. The Bible says love never fails. Love never fails. And so I had to change my whole perspective on stuff. I had to say, okay. All right. When somebody comes with me at hate, I got to understand my love is greater than that hate. So I got to look at love totally different than hate. So here's how, I mean, for me, here's how God helped me out. A bomb and a bullet. A bomb and a bullet. Hate is the bullet. Love is the bomb. Which one is bigger? Which one is stronger? Which one has more power? Van, remember, when you come in love, when you walk in love, you got the bomb. They only coming with a bullet. You can do more than they can do. Far more. They can, nothing. Mountain, rock. Mountain, rock. When people come with hate, when people come with an attitude, when people are nasty, when they're mean, they're coming with a rock. But when you coming with a mountain, total different perspective. You got to know what you're coming with, man. And he's growing me and he's helping me to see, okay, I can come with more love. My love works. Love never fails. Can't lose. Ocean, bucket of water. Hate is just like a bucket of water. But we got an ocean full of love. No competition whatsoever. Okay, Lord, I'm beginning to see this. I see where my weakness is. I see I got to change my whole perspective on everything so that your strength becomes my strength. It won't happen until I see my weakness. It won't happen until I see my weakness. You know what? I ain't got no faith. I ain't got no hope. I mean, I thought I did. I ain't got no love. I thought I did. I'm in bad shape. But when I admit that, and when I say, okay, God, that's, I'm in bad shape, then God says, okay, now I'm going to make you strong. My grace is sufficient. When I see that I'm weak, then I become strong. Does that make sense? Now, if you say, Van, you got strong faith? No. I'm on one. Van, you have a lot of hope? No. I'm on one. Van, do you have a lot of love? No. Now, Van. Van would knock you slam out if he could. I'm on one. But I'm making way for him, so that he can put me up here. And so when you see me, what you see is him, and you see his faith, and you see his hope, and you see his love. I wish I could brag and say I got a lot of faith and a lot of hope, and I don't. He does. And he's doing it through me because I've said, let me get out of the way. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Work on us, Father. Get us to the place that we show your strength and who you are, not what we have. Lord, I love you and I thank you and I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.